If you own a business, you know customers are back with all the ways they want to pay.
Tap half on my card, half on my watch.
Do you take 1998 World Cup stickers?
And now, to pay you for this coffee, a song.
Macchiato Maker!
With card machines and online solutions, take any kind of payment quickly and securely.
Chocolate Sprinkle Shaker!
Well, almost any kind. Search Barclaycard Business today. We take every payment seriously. The approval of your application depends on financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang. Radio
X. Welcome to the Johnny Vaughan 4 till 7 Thang podcast.
Hey.
Yeah. This week, thanks, guys. Okay. Oh, no, but you're too kind. No, please.
Too much.
Please, please. Don't worry, they'll put in applause. You lot look like idiots. Thank you. Thank you. Please, no.
Turn it down a bit.
Please. This stop, guys. This week I've got research in all its pointless glory. You're not going to believe the upshot of giving Fitbits to baboons.
Mm.
Why Devon is better than Cornwall by about an hour and a half on the road. And the Woodman has the insane inventors of an insane invention getting insanely inventive around his heroic little slot. Enjoy.
Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 Thang. Hope you all had a good enough weekend. I had my son's first birthday party. I have to say it was a rocking success, Gav.
Was it awesome?
Well, essentially, you got a group of one-year-olds there.
Mm.
It's like a convention of sort of ventriloquist puppeteers. It's just adults sitting there with a baby on their knee around a table and then sort of plonking them down and sitting behind them.
All of whom have been in sort of isolation for a
year. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're sort of chatting there saying, aren't kids getting away? You're sort of thinking, well, really, if I could just manipulate the jaw here, we could
get them talking.
But it was like, honestly,
God,
it was.
That'd be great.
Little Si came down to the party with his. There was an age limit of 2 on this one.
Right, right.
That's why you and Big Si weren't invited with your start. They'd have bullied the
they would
babies
have taken
there.
Over, yeah, yeah.
But I have to say, little Si's baby, man, he's a strong lad, man.
Is he?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No,
he's like a young Alan Brazil.
No way.
He's burly and big and
he's beefy.
Got trucker arms. I thought mine had tough guy arms.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He's obviously the tough guy. Yeah, but then sure. I forget that I was actually quite slender as a kid. It was only, you know, loads of steroids, lot of hours down the Iron Cathedral.
A lot of hard work,
A lot of lifting.
Sure.
You know, a lot of gains
that
got me to this stage. I forget that underneath it, you know, I'm slender.
Sure, yeah.
Little Si, he was on cracking form. And it's quite...
Are you sure this was Little Si?
It was Little Si's kid, yeah, yeah. I mean, I was trying to encourage Milton to bully him a bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just to cause
just to save time.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a glorious family tradition. I'd like it to go on to the next generation a little bit. It'd be nice if I was there with my son, he's there with his.
Yes.
Both of them are at the sharp end of a bit of Vaughan wit.
A tradition.
We all got on very well, didn't we, little Simon?
Yeah, very well.
And your missus was lovely. Did she have a nice day?
She had a lovely day. Enjoyed the pass the parcel.
Pass the parcel was great, wasn't it? Again, ventriloquist.
How do you have pass the parcel with one-year-olds?
Ventriloquism.
Yeah. Right.
Ventriloquism.
So everyone's
sit
managing.
With babies and you just move their hands and it's really easy.
Did you get the parents getting all upset if they missed out?
Yes, and parents going, no, I've got parents getting really excited as the Intercontinental Prizes we went through. It's fantastic. But I suddenly realised we've had a whole day just sort of holding kids with us just playing these games.
Yeah, right.
And doing these things and making kids sit down and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had a cracking time, didn't we, Si?
Yeah.
And I thought you were on. Do you know what it turns out?
Mm.
It turns out that little Si is one of those guys who's a bit of a twit. but he's sort of social. But he's sort of socialised with everyone.
Quite handy at a party. Like, yeah.
This is my wife. She's very sociable. I'm just a bit of a twit. And yet it turns out you can just leave him anywhere.
Oh, he's useful anyway.
It doesn't matter. He just gets on with everyone because he is.
A bit of a twit.
Yeah. And he just, I just left him with, like, you know, Vanessa's parents. He's fine, he's going to get on. You know why?
Why?
He's a bit of a twit. and he'll just tell lots of stories in which he made a bit of a twit of himself.
Just rocking back and forth on the heels of his brogues.
Of course, we didn't have to do anything. I end up looking like a bit of a twit. And,
very useful in social
really
situations.
Useful, but no one minded him.
Everyone should have one.
He was just wandering around looking a bit spare as he does, but every single person's all I said, I like little Simon.
Happy to chat. Yeah,
he's a bit of a twit, but he's fine.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Dr. Sunder Templeton, welcome back.
Hello.
How was Hard Rock in Tenerife, one of my favourite hotels on earth?
I can see why it's one of your favourites. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's just amazing. It's insane, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the fact you get to see Elvis's tracksuit just before you go into the spa, somewhere that Elvis would certainly not have been, or you get to see Michael Jackson's dressing gown near there. What was your favourite thing? Slash's lyrics?
I loved Slash's lyrics.
Fantastic, isn't it? Right by the lift.
Yeah.
You can really contemplate them as you're waiting. It's
but
brilliant, isn't it?
My favourite was the Stevie Nicks
cape. Oh, awesome.
It was like this big caftan.
Yes. And they've also got one of Thunderfinger's John Entwistle suits.
Have they?
Which has got a fag burn in the leg, which I know. So I thought, wow.
The provenance of a fag burn.
Do you know what I also love about them? I love about them. They've all got the same smell. There's that lovely smell.
I was going to say about the smell.
What is the smell?
It smells amazing.
I know, and it's the same smell at every single one, because, you know, I love Hard Rock Hotels.
Right. It was the first time I'd been to one. I was very impressed.
And did you get the VIP check-in?
I got the VIP check-in, yeah.
What was it?
You sit down to check in, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you sit down to check in.
I didn't get, I wasn't wrapped to.
Oh, family. I got a guy wrap my whole greeting there.
You're kidding.
I don't know who called ahead, but that's what I got. Welcome to the Hard Rock. It was like in a sort of style of, it was to the style of the Gary Bird Experience. You know, that sort of
old school. 80,
yeah, that, yeah. I guarantee to blow your mind. You know, that kind of really, yeah. Anyway. Go on.
So, but it was great. I had my own guitar in my room.
Did Whoa. You?
That was nice.
What, just on the wall? No, ready
just,
to play?
Just there, on the bed. With wow. With a lamp, just to play.
I hope you didn't open the flight case. Did you have a flight case in there? And then you open it, you realise there's bottles of spirits in there. And if you open one, you are literally, you're paying for it probably till next year.
Really?
That's your holiday gone, yeah. You sort of think, hey, that's cool of them.
There's a flight case that will
I don't mind
it.
If I do open up a bottle of Maker's Mark.
Lovely.
Until you realise that's actually more than your holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had a nice view.
Had a gorgeous view. The
balcony? Was there a balcony?
It was a beautiful balcony. Oh.
Yeah.
I got the sunset every evening, because that happens every evening.
Every evening, yeah, that'll happen. If you just said two evenings, the other time it was the other side.
Been fine. And the rooftop bar was spectacular.
Did you sit and drink in the eggs, those big egg things they've got?
Yeah. But near the pool I did.
Santa, were you... You can't miss. There's a line of enormous eggs that are about twice the size of a human. It looks like Superman's landed. Did you not notice them? Okay, I'll show you a picture. Christ alive. Stay with you in. Do you know what I love?
What?
It's the Christ alive. You must remember the eggs.
I don't. Maybe they're not there anymore.
No, they are there, definitely.
Okay,
you sit in them. They're like hollowed out big egg chairs.
Yeah. I did. I sat in one by the pool.
No, it's not by the pool. It's on the roof.
Okay,
they might have moved one.
No, they haven't moved them, because I've checked up on the website. Okay.
Controversy.
Did they have the guitarist in the swimming pool?
No, but they had a DJ. I didn't see a guitarist.
No, in the afternoon, suddenly... No, I'm not talking about in the adult pool.
No, in the
big
pool.
And suddenly that guy just starts, like, what's it called?
Jamming
shredding.
Along.
Shredding.
Oh, right.
Just shredding along to tunes, and it's just fantastic.
He might be the same guy who was in the downstairs bar one evening. He had blue lights around his guitar.
That's the guy.
Yes!
No, he didn't have blue, because it's that terrible mix of electricity and water and bathers.
Guitar shredding in a pool.
No, he's not. He's in the DJ booth. He doesn't go underwater, because that's
okay.
What he does.
Like, he's not on a line.
Yeah, then he just drags a toaster in there. Hey, did you go into the sea at all there? No.
No.
Quite cold. Yeah. Quite cold. Bit murky, yeah. Okay, last question. Did you go to the supermarket opposite?
Yes. Every day. It was amazing.
It's the best supermarket on earth, isn't
it?
Oh, no.
Oh. Everything in there.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like they're having a sale.
Yes.
Pretty well.
I bet
it?
The Hard Rock own that supermarket.
They don't,
well,
believe
no?
me, because you can tell by the prices.
X Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Whether it was Sky the Parrot's hatred of men, her tendency to shriek, "Come on!" before biting, or a habit of singing do, do, do repeatedly, we do not know. But the thieves who took... Yeah, it's an African grey.
Oh, really?
They're shockers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hooligans.
They are the hooligan of the bird. They really are. I'd like to pit them against seagulls.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
You know, so like MMA.
In a services car park,
no,
preferably.
In an octagon, a very small octagon, like an octagon cage. And they just go in there.
A budgie cage with UFC badges.
You just see a seagull's wing just tap out. I can't deal with him. He's too strong for me.
He's got me in a chokehold with his wing.
Why are we doing pensioner voices for seagulls?
Good, they must have pensioner voices.
I'd like to see their chips in my beak, and I'll tell you that. Because they are like violent pensioners, aren't they? They hang out in exactly the same place
yes,
as pensioners.
They
like
do.
To chop his claws off.
Yeah, that's probably why they come inland. They follow pensioners home. I know exactly why you're doing this. You've been following. I swear, Reg, I recognise that one from...
Well, pensioners do say, who's been a good boy then?
Yeah, no, to their
grandkids.
That's parakeets, Cap.
Right, right.
Okay, we go. So, this African grey could clearly put up with her no longer. I'll start again. Skye the Parrot has a hatred of men. She has a tendency to shriek, come on before biting. Yeah. Or is it her habit of singing do, do, do repeatedly? No one knows. But thieves who took the pure African grey could clearly put up with her no longer.
Yeah.
The pilfered parrot was returned to her owner, Sarah White, over the weekend, a month after being stolen in a burglary. They gave it back.
Right.
An appeal for the beloved pet had warned she was not to be messed with.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
Really saying when Sarah said, I'd like my pet back, she's not to be messed with for your own good.
I did warn you.
Sarah said she hates men. She only likes me. We think she was bundled into a laundry basket and taken.
Aww.
No food or drink. I'm absolutely devastated. I just want her back safe and sound. She makes very distinctive noises. She says, come on, all the time. She says her name. She sings, doo, doo, doo. And she makes kissing noises. Yeah, yeah. She also said that Skye plucked her feathers around her neck, could not fly very well, and walks everywhere.
Wow.
So this is when the parrot was nicked. She says, I hope whoever's got her has lost all their fingers from her biting them and didn't get any sleep last night. After her return, she said, they, meaning the occupants of the property, had seen the appeal and contacted us. I knew from the pictures that they sent it was Skye. We went to recover her, and I heard a little cry in the car because it was quite emotional. She was really happy to see me, and she was talking to me. How about that?
Oh.
Parrot's been recovered.
Wow.
Sounds like a right.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says, when we got home, I gave her all her favourite food because I doubted she'd been having those. She said, I gave her nuts, vegetables and all the things she really likes. She was a very happy bird.
Aww.
She's probably not had a bath, so she's able to do that as well. It's been nice to hear her voice this morning when I was going to work. She was telling me, come on and get going. Unfortunately, it doesn't say how old Sarah White is, so I might have really, you know...
might have really pensioned her off.
I've pensioned her off, haven't
you?
I?
Have.
I've pensioned her off. No, if you've got an African grey and you start talking about
yeah.
stuff like...
Yeah.
She likes all her favourite foods.
Yes.
She had a nice bath and a cup of tea.
She had a nice bath and a cup of tea. Yeah, you're going to get... I'm going to pension you off for that. I've got no choice.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. Radio X. Get this right. How 80s or 70s is this?
Okay.
3 points on a ban will help drivers remember to belt up.
You're
right.
Kidding.
But they're starting a campaign
for
seatbelts. I really thought we were over that one.
Who's not seatbelted?
I didn't think cars even start without them. I mean, it's literally like, I mean, you might as well have a fire in your boot with smoke alarms going off.
My brother's car, if you put something on the passenger seat, even if you've got your seatbelt on,
shopping.
It beeps at you.
You've got to belt up. I've had ridiculous things like that when I've had like a 24-pack of lager.
Uh-huh.
Say, I bought 24 cans of Heart.
Yeah.
And I've got those on the passenger seat, or Hofmeister. I've got them on the passenger seat, and you got suddenly you feel a bit stupid putting a seatbelt around.
I know.
Just in case someone looks in, like a mate.
I know.
Is there on that side and goes, all right, John, what's happening? See, you're keeping your lagers safe. And I'm going, yeah, from you greedy sod.
Are those them sunglasses that go dark in the sun you're wearing there?
Yeah, they will. Get in, we'll go under a tunnel.
Yeah.
Anyway, which was actually dangerous, wasn't it? They didn't
react.
They didn't react fast enough. So that's the first thing. I really thought we were over that stage.
Yeah.
In sort of, I guess, evolution.
Right, yeah. It's not even a conversation anymore.
No, it's not even a conversation anymore.
Odd.
Yeah, if you're driving, you make sure you do your seatbelt. The coppers are all on the lookout for that. What's next? The campaign to get seatbelts in the back.
Asbestos.
Yes. Yeah, right. I'm concerned about asbestos. After
lead
one man
in petrol.
He's got a bit of a tickly cough. Yeah. Miners complain that, yeah. Anyway, Gav, here's the next one up, right?
Yeah.
All railway stations in Britain are to be assessed to improve accessibility for disabled people.
What?
What?
What, now?
Now?
A bit late, surely?
It's so late! I really thought this would be... I really thought what few stations exist outside main
it's
stations.
It's all ramped up, there's about surely, five already, yeah.
Well, most people, a decent train spotter can name them.
That's right. Yeah. Mm. Who's not towing the line?
That's even, I mean, if cabs now are more catered, you know, it's more, they're more designed with that in mind than people who aren't.
Yeah. That's
in terms,
right, yeah.
In terms of the room you've got in the cab
have
now.
To have to the width for the ramp and everything.
You've got like... I don't know. I mean, the cabs, I don't know what they actually, the modern cab is catering for. I was in one the other day and I realised it's got 9 grab handles.
Really?
No, sorry, 8 grab handles. And it's actually advertised. This new cab's feature is 8 grab handles. I think, what are they expecting? An octopus?
Yeah.
Or a really, really aggressive driver.
Yes.
Really aggressive and you have to keep steadying
yourself. I was thinking more of a large spider freaking out in the back, or an octopus. He suddenly just wants to go, tung!
All 9 at once.
Yeah, all 8, cab. Yeah. Anyway. But so that just struck me as, come on, guys, keep up.
Yeah.
So you got seatbelts.
Yes.
Which they're worried about. They're now worried about, you know what, disabled people should be able to get on trains.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, what's next? Theatres.
Oh, I know.
And then I've got Doctor Who, too cheap to be scary. That's the grand tradition of Doctor Who.
Oh,
it
yeah.
always
so listen
was.
Listen to this, guys. Mm. He wishes no disrespect to the Daleks, but Peter Capaldi has said there was one big difference between Doctor Who and his latest Hollywood blockbuster. The latter had enough money to make the monsters look scary. Now, that was never a problem with Doctor Who when I was a kid.
No.
And if I look, even then, it's not, for a start, it's not made for these new adults who are looking at it. It used to come out of the children's budget.
Right.
It was for kids.
Yes.
And they've got the imagination to bridge the gap. They're not actors who've worked in Hollywood. And it's not Hollywood.
No.
It was always very British.
It never was. No.
And it was always a little bit like washing up liquid, making the noises between sounds for that.
And
you know, all that sort of
cardboard
stuff.
Sheen on the background.
Yeah, right.
And my son loves Doctor Who. He's 10.
Yeah.
And he only watches the black and white 60s ones,
right,
with the cloth face baddie robot characters.
Yeah, but it's different around your gaff.
It's old school, mate. Yeah.
It's all
original.
It's what I call
stuff.
An acoustic household.
It is. He watches acoustic Doctor Who.
Yeah. I mean,
but they are terrifying.
They are much more terrifying because the kids have got an imagination to bridge the gap. And it's one of these things I hate.
Mm.
Is this a thing that passed into popular belief with Toy Story?
Yeah.
The real mark of a children's film is that adults can enjoy it as well. That's
right.
Not true. That's just bored adults who can't bear watching terrible children's things with them. I tell you what the mark of a children's film is.
Yeah.
Something that children absolutely love. This is the Pokemon factor.
Yeah.
Absolutely love. Really get. And are completely absorbed by it. And you're sitting there just thinking, what the is going on,
yeah,
you know? That's what's really good, because then you're feeding into something that their imagination can start to bridge gaps. It's not about adults enjoying it as well.
No.
God. Drives me mad. Peter Capaldi, step off.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
The British seaside has a new soundtrack, The Drone of Jet Skis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know, if you put them together, it looks like a Russian surname.
It really does. I was just thinking that.
This is Igor Jetsky. Which actually is not a bad Russian surname.
Vasily.
If you know that, Vasily Jetsky, yeah.
It's a great name.
It's Vasily Jetsky. It's fantastic. Svetlana Jetsky.
I love it.
Complaints are growing about the use of the machines on parts of the coastline as the peak season approaches.
Yeah.
Make sure, if you are annoyed about jet skis, do complain. They're really dangerous. They've got idiots on them. I've never been on one. They look like a lot of fun.
Sure.
Simon Cowell's big on them.
Yeah, he is.
I don't
is,
know what that means.
Richard Branson's got a couple.
It does look like. I think probably the reason Simon Cowell gets on is he wants a bit of sunshine without getting any hassle.
That's true, yeah.
And he goes to Barbados. He's in a really popular area. It's the only place he can go at such a speed. People go, can I have a selfie? Because they can't do it if he's whipping along at 90 miles
an hour.
On a
motorbike.
Yeah, poor sod, exactly. But I was suddenly thinking, I wonder if there are people who just literally fang it on a motorbike down to the coast, arrive at coast, get on jet ski, fang it, fang it all day.
Get back on the bike.
Dry off, get on bike, fang it back to London. Literally, their whole life is just fanging it on a saddle. Anyway, it's believed the growing popularity of jet skis may be linked to the increase in people taking staycations on the British coast rather than risking holiday abroad. So there we go.
Right.
Guess where it's at its worst? In Essex.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a really nasty bit of sea there as well.
Is it?
Well, that whole coast, it's
the North Sea.
It's just
it?
Brown.
Yeah.
It looks, when you see people swimming in there,
yeah,
frankly, it leaves you stunned. You sort of think, I'm not going to go in there.
Yeah, why?
Why? Because I want my hearing, okay? Because I don't want to spend the next 2 years getting pumped through for typhoid and Christ knows what. I can't. No, I got an ear infection.
Yeah, you might as well take a swig out.
I can't go to live events anymore because I got the ear infection in Bridlington.
It's my balance,
and it's also because it was something. It was amoebic,
effluent.
It was amoebic, so it's gone right through. It's to do with the fact that all London sewage is put straight in the Thames, and now without Europe, there is no standards on it at all, and it's out of control. Which is true, incidentally, Gavin.
Oh,
that it's Europe that made our beaches really smart and their act up. And now we're not in Europe anymore, of course. Back in.
The sunny uplands.
You can let it out again now, lads. Press the sluice. And there we go. Anyway, Essex jet ski patrols have been stepped up by the police force's marine unit. Now, there's a TV series that went on.
I really want to see that, yeah.
Essex
Coppers on the sea.
Essex Baywatch. God, it's too much, isn't it?
At the Bank of Antandek, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night, and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes?
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wires. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it mashback.
Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander.
Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang.
Radio X.
I went to a gig today.
Yeah?
Yep.
What did you do?
Tin Pan Annie.
Tin Pan Annie?
Yep.
What is that?
It's where babies can rock.
You're kidding.
No, they've reopened it in the crypt of my local church.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Alert all the health authorities. A lot of clammy kids just chewing on tambourines.
So it's like a jam session.
It's a jam session with a guy who's a really good guitarist.
Right.
And you get a bag of instruments.
Right.
Which, you know, they're all the instruments. Actually, I'd keep away from kids.
Okay.
So there's lots of sort of bells and tambourines.
You can shake and
also
hit.
These drumsticks they can bang together. And plus this big sort of tambourine.
Harps or anything.
Yeah, and it was just me and a bunch of, actually, nannies, really. I was the only bloke there.
Okay.
So a bunch of nannies there.
Uh-huh.
You know, then, you know, sort of, I don't know if you know, it's your South London nanny.
Right.
But their eyes are always darting around for a better deal. You know what I mean?
Looking for another family.
Yeah,
well,
always,
a better
always,
situation.
Yeah, better, much better. Yeah. She gets a flat with hers.
Yeah, they give her a car.
She gets a flat and a car. Yeah, and she gets Fridays off.
She gets flights home.
She doesn't have to get flights home. She flies, you know, they fly her business class to Wedham as well.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So I saw their eyes darting around for a better deal. So instantly they were slightly on me, you know, because of the showbiz persona.
Like crocodiles around
the
pond.
Really were, exactly right. That's exactly how I'd parallel them. Anyway, no, there's a few mums there.
Yeah.
And also there was a kid who wouldn't sort of leave me and Milton alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was the only bloke there.
Right.
And he came over, he gave me his badge.
Okay.
Oh, was he a bit older?
No, he wasn't, no. Okay. No, he wasn't. That's what was quite perplexing.
Yeah.
And he kept looking at me and forming the word dada.
Really?
And I was thinking, I'm not.
This
I know
is not.
That's weird.
This is a bit
I was going. Sit down, Alan.
Who was he working for?
No, I was going. For Christ's sake, sit down, Alan.
You're making
not
a
now.
Scene.
Yeah. Don't show up your uncle. Yeah. Anyway. No, but he went back. But I haven't done that. I'm not kidding. Last time I would have done that was the same gig.
Yeah.
And they haven't changed the repertoire. It would be about 16 years ago with my son. My other
quite
song.
The residency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite, you know, so it's really sort of, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome, after an absence of 16 years.
A reunion.
I felt like it was a reunion gig for me, you know, so I thought, I started joining in on stuff. People were thinking, what's his first time here? Why aren't you joining in? I knew it was going to be, he said, guess what I've got in here? I went, unicorn. He looked at me like, oh, cheers.
Ruining it.
Yeah, thank you for that. No, they've really upped the unicorn thing in that. In the intervening years, the unicorn used to make a brief appearance. Now it's like they really build the show around it.
Okay.
So you can see how that's grown in popularity.
Wow.
That's a big difference. What I had forgotten. I mean, I'm an athlete, right?
Mm. Sure. Everyone knows that.
No, I thought you were going to. No, but you know I'm an athlete. I'm a phenomenal athlete, right?
Sure.
And what they call, I guess what PE teachers call it, it's all right. You needn't bother, Vaughan. You're a natural sportsman.
Sure.
chocolate.
No, that used to happen. You know, I used to be the demo boy in PE.
Right.
So if the teacher used to say, right, who's going to have a go? Yeah. I was straight up. And he'd go, okay, not you. Or they'd go, not you, Vaughan. Yeah, come here. Yeah. You'd show them how to do it properly. Mm. And also at the end of the lesson, they'd say, go on, Vaughan, you just demonstrate one perfect one again. Okay. I was that kid.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I was always the guy out there picking the sides, not that last kid there. Go, oh, you better have Simon Williams. Shivering his... What's that you? Shivering in your little shorts.
Against the wall.
With your tail curled up to protect your coracles, like a wet whippet. Anyway. Anyway. sorry. What I'd forgotten. So I had Milton in front of me. I was cross-legged on the floor.
Yeah.
But I just didn't realise. Obviously, in that time, I'd had no blood to my legs. And
you got pins and needles.
I couldn't walk, Gav.
Yeah, it's.
I went up. I just
when it's a proper one,
luckily, it was
takes
a padded floor.
Ages
I'm
going to
tell
better,
you. Honestly, yeah. It was terrible. I had no use of my legs. I thought this is it.
This is fine. The last time you crossed your legs.
What, for an hour? I'd never. I can't tell you. Last time I was at Timpanani.
16 years since.
No, I killed over. It was so embarrassing. My legs wouldn't work at all. And that. I tried to get out. Even Milton was looking like, what's wrong with Daddy? It's absolutely terrible.
Radio X. I just wanted to
Starlight Muse. Yeah. Now, there's something you could have done with Fitbits that'd be interesting. Stick them on Muse.
Yeah, yeah. They
see,
get about a bit.
Kind of mileage they do on sure, stage, yeah. Stuff like that. You come back, did you know a rock band? Mm. Like, still the most staggering stat I saw was the fact that Steve Tyler lives two down from me.
What, from Aerosmith?
Yeah, I mean the painting decorator.
Steve the Tyler.
Steve the Tyler.
Okay, it's very different.
No,
yeah.
Steve Tyler, his vocal cords move 18 miles in a gig.
Wow.
How about
back
that?
And forth, incredible. Back and forth, yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I can't believe he's still got a voice the way he's.
No,
sings.
But
it's
does
amazing,
that count as exercise there? Because I talk a lot. I'm thinking, well, maybe I've done a marathon.
That's a very good point, yeah.
Well, I bet I talk more than Steve Tyler.
Absolutely right, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Stevie Tyler.
Walk this way! There's a mile right there. Bang. That was 100 metres.
Yeah.
Let's race, Gav. Let's do a quick 100. You can't start us off. We'll do walk this way.
Okay,
ready,
go
Gav?
On.
And you've got to go to talk this way.
Okay,
yeah. That's about 100 metres.
Ready, set, go!
Walk this way!
Walk this way!
This way! Thank you.
You did.
I'm like the Usain Bolt.
Sprint.
Yeah, fantastic.
Rock sprint.
It really was. Okay, I'm just saying, that's a good thing to do with measurement of how of distance. And,
yeah, yeah.
And you know, you can do that. But get this, right? Do you know what they did in Africa? They had a load of Fitbits. I'm thinking there's a lot of research you can do in Africa about people and movement and where they've got to go to get water and stuff that'd be a lot more hard-hitting.
Yeah.
What have they done? Stuck them to a load of baboons. What's the point?
I'm kind of interested, though.
I do want to know what they found out.
Well, for the first time, they first time recorded the daily journeys of a group of non-human primates in fine detail. I love that.
Right.
That the eternal battle to bring humans down.
Always,
Do you know what that's about, Gav?
What?
It's about the denial gene. So humans won't just see that we are completely different to everything else on this earth. And we sort of think, no, that's just an extension of...
They're keeping us monkeys.
Even sending a rocket to the moon is... I mean, did you know some chimps have a stick they hit nuts with? So they use tools.
Yeah.
So it's a long way from a rocket, isn't it, though, love?
It's quite a far
You know, it's
way,
a long way from an LCD screen and a satellite bringing you images of Stallone.
It's a long way from a Fitbit.
It's a long way from the opening riff.
It's a long way from a Fitbit.
To Thunderstruck.
Yeah, right. I once was winding up an evolutionary psychologist on holiday. I just happened to be next door in Corfu. It's the sort of people I move with.
Mm. Sure.
And he was describing some of the experiments he's done with chimps to show how similar they are. Some of these experiments are extraordinary.
Mm.
That he's gone to these great lengths to show these sort of similarities. I said, that's interesting. I said, so, and what experiment, if they're so similar, then what experiments were they doing on you, these chimps?
Ooh.
Ooh, stinger. No, I said, no, the paradox is the greater the lengths and the more complex the lengths you go to prove the similarity.
Yeah.
And the less the chimp is capable of doing the same back. Actually, the more you're proving the difference.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
The more you got to look like that. Anyway, get this. So, they've stuck these... They're looking at these wild olive baboons.
Mm.
They hope to learn how individuals of different sizes alter their behaviour to allow a troop of them to stick together.
Okay.
So the results will make sense to any... You know what the results are that they found out, yeah?
What?
You're not going to believe this. That Having to carry an exhausted child and look after toddlers is the most exhausting things for a baboon.
They had to test baboons to figure that one out.
3 months, they concluded, the most knackering thing they've got to do, and they hope it will help the study of humans. They hope it will help the study. Apparently, if you've got to look after a toddler, they found out
just ask a parent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they could have found that out a lot easier.
Yes, absolutely. The results will make sense to any adult human, which is amazing and staggeringly depressing if that's what your conclusion is. Okay. Your conclusion is our results will make sense to anyone and be obvious.
It's unbelievable. They could have just stood on the underground and looked at any
adult,
parents.
Any adult human has found themselves having to carry an exhausted child. It is the littlest members of the troop that end up paying the greatest energy costs.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves with that.
Yeah.
It's the ones with the toddlers who seem to be the most knackered.
Yeah.
Looking at these Fitbits, they seem to get the mileage in. Unbelievable.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Every day of the week, Woodman furnished for the hero. Late. So they absolutely no exception.
Reliably.
Gav, you promised us another madcap inventor today. And you said you were so excited.
I'm so excited, Johnny. We haven't had one of these for a while, and I can't believe this machine was even thought of.
Gav, the response I get to them. Listeners just evidently love them.
Absolutely
they love them.
Right.
They're crazy for them. They live for it. So go on.
Well, they're going to be thankful
then, Gav,
for our heroes today.
Oh, they will be.
George and Charlotte Blonsky. A couple from New York in the 60s. This is a story from 1965 when George and Charlotte applied for and were granted.
Did you get this from a listener?
No.
Okay.
They were granted a patent for a device designed to, quote, provide gentle aid to a woman in labour in the birthing process.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it was
What is it? Go on.
It was described in the patent application as, quote, an apparatus for facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm going to show you a picture of it. Just imagine a giant record player.
Oh, man.
Okay, so
oh, that's so stupid.
So it's a giant turntable with the prospective mum.
They put a net between her legs.
I know. Strapped onto the circle with the head at the centre and the feet at the outer edge. And the idea was to spin the turntable just enough to propel the baby out into a net worn as a sort of pair of big pants.
It's like baggy pants.
Yeah.
Okay, you know those things that pilots go round and round?
Yeah.
You know,
that's exactly what I thought
that's
of.
That's what they were looking at, obviously. Suddenly thought, and I never even know why they do that anyway, because there's nothing in space replicates that. Just going round and round.
Yeah.
Really. It's like a wall of...
It's just the G-force of the rocket launching.
Yeah.
That's literally all
that's
it is.
That's what it's
like.
It's like lying down on a wall of death.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what this is.
Exactly
they've been to a wall of death and they suddenly thought, this would be great for forcing a nipper out. Go on. That's madness.
So obviously, yes, the idea was to take the effort out of pushing the baby the baby down by adding the power of G-force. They normally use this stuff to train astronauts, as you said. It was never tried. As far as we know, it was never built. But can you imagine the midwife at the hospital?
Oh, man.
Do you want the bed? Or do you want the birthing pool?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go with a cesarean? Or do you want the giant technics?
Yeah, do you want the massive... do you want the wall of birth?
Yeah.
That's what it's always the wall of birth, Gav.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's the maddest machine I've ever heard of anyone actually applying and getting a patent for.
Also, the other thing about it is that... But your baby, how could it affect it as it comes into the world?
Dizzy as hell.
Just dizzy. I mean,
dizzy
insane.
With the midwives running round in circles.
I gave the mess. Right, let's just
George and Charlotte Blonsky, you mad nutters.
You nutters. You lunatics. Actually, Gav, do you know what? We might find out it works.
Maybe.
Who knows? Perhaps it is the future. I don't know. I'm just glad at the moment, on behalf of all our female listeners...
It was 33 for a girl and 45 for a boy, apparently.
Right. Gav, I prefer the wall of birth thing, which you chose to ignore. I thought that was racy wordplay.
It's perfect.
It's exactly what it is.
It is.
X.
At the Bank of Antandek, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night, and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes.
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wars. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it
Mashback. Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander.
Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Gav, you know, sometimes they just They put headlines in that are meant to just disturb us all the time. Now, I once opened a radio station, or two radio stations, for the Army.
Right.
For the Forces Radio.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of saying, isn't it shocking about cutbacks? You know, all these cutbacks, and you're so short of money. You looked at me, and this general looked at me, and he just goes, I know, we always say that, don't we? You're not going to say, no, we've got enough, we're fine.
Ever. Mm. Yeah. Well, no council does that either.
No, but in this case, I'm not saying they're not short of a few, because it's obvious they're being knocked back. But then again, you know, war's changing.
Sure.
If it had my way, you'd have a tiny little regular army, but it would branch right into society so there'd be military training every Saturday for all teenagers.
Everyone.
In parks, doing like star jumps.
Sure.
In white shorts.
Sure. Wow. What a glorious future you have in mind for us.
Yes, and more more gymnastics. Loads of gymnastics.
Star jumps. Well, just star jumps.
It's always the mark of a country that's got a decent leader, isn't it?
Absolutely
thousands of people can do something in time.
That's right. In high shorts.
Yeah, it really worries
me. It really works.
It worries me about Britain that suddenly we've got good at gymnastics. Unthinkable during the Cold War. Do you know what I mean? It was just all Russia and China. Now you see our lot. A guy gets up on the vaulting horse and it says, you know, he's the best in the world. And I think, well, he's British.
I can't be. What's going on?
British gymnastics was just like kids in a transit van driven by some sort of beleaguered looking gym teacher who'd got just... He'd just been dumped
smoking
on him.
Smoking behind
he'd
the gym.
He'd just been smoking behind the things. Just cause, and actually, he's only doing it to get away from his missus for the week. He's just a lazy gym teacher. Yeah, right. And now it's all keen. I'm thinking, this is a real mark of what we're becoming. It's a mark of a draconian totalitarian society, always.
It's a brave new world,
John. Gymnastics always is your litmus paper, isn't it, for
it
that?
It is, yeah.
But
yeah.
Get this, Cav.
Go on.
So, there's the headline. Half of Navy's warships in dock for repair.
Half? It sounds terrifying.
Right, well, I've got news for you, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good time, isn't it? It's no war on.
Yeah,
good point.
I can't think of a better time.
Now is the best.
Now's
time.
The time to do that. To do your repair.
So, in other words, everything's good.
Everything's good. Yes, excellent. May as well stick the other half in as well, because there's nothing going
send
on.
Send them in.
Yeah, rather than just winding up the Russians,
give everything a lick of paint.
Yeah, rather than just showboating, literally past Crimea, just flicking V's at the Ruskies.
That's right.
Or sort of just hanging around China, so they're thinking, well, they're a bit far from home, aren't they? British people getting a bit busy. Yeah. Wonder what happened if the Chinese took a whiff of life down the Thames, how offended we'd be. Right. Why don't you just stay down your end? Anyway, stay down your end of the village. Anyway, Gav.
Yeah.
I think that's really reassuring.
It's very reassuring.
If we think about it, yeah?
Mm.
I mean, they could have been in repair since 82. The Falklands hasn't really been...
We wouldn't know.
No, other than transporting troops somewhere, which you can do largely by plane.
And between 45 and 82, another big space for repairs.
Apart from nicking the odd drug dealer in the Caribbean,
which strikes me
as quite a cushy detail anyway.
Yes.
What they don't show you is the aircraft carrier literally just laid out with sunbeds. Looking like a little patch of Tenerife has just broken.
Yeah, with them all going crazy.
Don't tell anyone, right.
Radio X.
So I've read... here's some good research, okay? First of all, some good research.
Okay.
Okay, this is an example of good research.
Go on then.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, good research.
Yeah. Example one, good research.
Okay. Scientists have developed a floating cotton that could be used to create buoyant swimming costumes.
Uh-huh.
And more comfortable life jackets.
Right.
Well, that's fine if you're in a survival sitch.
That's true.
Otherwise... Yeah. You're just taking the exercise out of it. You know, but
you don't necessarily want your middle to be the floatiest part of you.
A lot of floating things can be really dangerous, though.
Because
it can flip you over the wrong way, or, you know, like they develop those things. It's like a buoyancy aid that just goes on kids' back. And essentially, if they're in trouble, it means they're just face down in the water.
Right.
Once you've learned to swim, there comes a time when... We wave goodbye to armbands and floaty devices.
Absolutely right.
And you'd hate it if your friends found out he's got floaty speedos. He's not really swimming, sir.
He's got floaty speedos.
If a pair of floaty speedos, he's wearing flotation speedos. Flotation speedos. Yeah, you get the idea. Yeah. Especially the Olympics, you know.
I know.
It's not the same, is it? Adam Peaty, you find out, he's, you know, you imagine him doing that and he's got armbands on.
Suddenly
the magic's gone, isn't it?
It really has. Yeah.
So scientists have developed a floating cotton that could be used to create buoyant swimming costumes and more comfortable life jackets. Again, that's not something I've ever suffered from.
No. Could they make boats?
Is your life jacket uncomfortable? It's a life jacket. I mean, this.
Yeah, I only wear it when I absolutely have to.
I mean,
yeah.
If I could wear one that was just like a normal waistcoat, that'd be really cool. And you'd go out there looking like the Quo. And actually, it's a life jacket. And you look like Francis Rossi. And...
Well, it would have to be like those motorbike riders. They're inflatable, aren't they, their suits?
Yes, yes.
But they don't inflate unless they're in an accident.
Right, so, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. But you know, I never sort of thought about it. You could have a sort of... No, I bought a very... It's just a casual life jacket.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's a lounge.
My life trousers. Yeah. You know, you get people... I mean, the Titanic would have been very different, Gav, wouldn't it? If you people were wearing a life tux. You know, I've got my life tuxedo on.
Or a life dress.
Yes.
Or those big whalebone dresses.
Yeah, yeah, like some kind of approaching you in a sort of inflatable teepee.
Like weebles on top of the water everywhere.
Yeah, right, just weebles everywhere. All right, your lord, yes, I'm fine, Lord. Lord Astor, if you'd
haven't
had that.
Been though, right.
Yeah, no, I've been
down yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get me now.
Anyway, what worries me is this is happening in Wuhan University.
Oh, right.
And
okay,
the only good thing ever came out of Wuhan. Well, would be that.
Right.
Would be that.
Yeah.
There we go. But anyway, that's an example of good research.
Sure.
Right? So
sure.
Good research. Now,
go on.
I'm going to hip you to what I can only describe as bad research. You ready?
Go on.
So, bad research. This is all the way from Italy. You ready? The pandemic is giving people more vivid and unusual dreams. They're waking up more often and remembering them better. Right? There's an increase in the number of people whose dreams concern being in crowded places, right, according to a study published in the Journal of Sleep Research, which I would describe as a work of fiction.
It must be, yeah.
Now, get this. This is what they've based this on. So remember, the pandemic is giving people more vivid and unusual dreams. They're waking up more often and remembering them better when you ask them about it. So for a start, normally, if you really want to bore people, you just have to go, I had this amazing dream last night. And everyone switches off
already,
thinking, I'm now not going to listen to any of this person says because it's going to be dull.
Yeah, you might as well get the holiday photos out.
Listen, you don't even remember your own dreams.
Of course not.
Why should anyone else? Okay, get this. You ready? The research based on the diaries of 90 Italians.
Right. That's the full amount of research.
Yeah. Also found it was harder to get to sleep. Yeah, because you're on a sleep research thing. It's going to be harder now you're thinking about it.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
And you're not tired from going to work.
It's like trying to pee when people are watching.
Of course.
You can't.
Useless.
I can't get to sleep. I'm really thinking about it. It's just useless. What? 90 Italians, and that's what we're basing research on.
Man.
So well done, Wuhan.
Yeah.
Boo hoo. Italy.
X.
At the Bank of Santander, mortgages are on the menu.
I was in the chippy last night, and it hit me.
Go on.
We should give all our new mortgage customers £1,000 of spuds.
Potatoes.
Yeah, jackets, roasties, dolphin wires. I mean, what's not to love?
Hey, yeah, we could call it
Mashback. Genius.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're giving their customers £1,000 cash back on selected first-time buyer mortgages. See what's possible at Santander. Lending subject to status and criteria. Cashback given on completion and repayable if mortgage closed within 2 years. Offer can be withdrawn. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Hey, Gav.
Yeah?
What I love is, in this country, is how everything is a problem. It's like we can only handle the insanely mediocre.
Right.
Any slight glitch of weather, we've got flooding and we've got...
That's right, yeah.
And any variable...
Just 2 degrees, yeah.
Over sort of drizzle.
Yeah.
And sunny showers.
Right.
Sunshine with patchy showers.
Yeah.
That's
it. And blood temperature.
And yeah, literally. Weather. Room temp.
Yeah, yeah. Room temperature. Yeah.
Welcome to Britain. It's room temperature.
And drizzly.
Yeah. And then with a chance of rain.
And grey.
Yeah. We'll get this. So, because garden paddling pools, would you believe they can become a problem in this country?
How can they, John?
Rear power.
Where did that come from?
Rear power.
How did it become a problem, John?
Well, garden paddling pools, they're the real problem there. If you see them, you know,
Puncture them,
do the responsible thing.
Go on.
Garden paddling pools have been out in force in recent weeks. Unfortunately, overheating humans are not the only creatures drawn to the cool water. Just to say, incidentally, that these super-sized garden paddling pools, of course, they're worried that they could cause a drought.
Right.
I read on the same day as I couldn't go and get my roast chicken because Clapham was flooding.
Was flooding.
I'm reading about a drought.
Yeah,
that's Britain right there.
Yeah.
You think, get your stories straight. At least in communist countries, there's a decent Ministry of Information to serve you up a consistent lie.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
But if looking out the window makes you a liar, then think again.
The window.
The window.
Don't do it. Anyway, what's happened is the conditions are perfect for horseflies. Horseflies, enemy of TJ. I'm scared of nothing, but horseflies, they've always gone for me ever since I was a kid. Maybe it's because I was born in the Chinese year of the horse.
Maybe.
In fact, year of the fire horse, because once every 100 years, on one day of that year, there's a guy who is born with stupendously large muscles.
Sure.
The year of the fire horse.
Who is horse-like in his endowment.
Sure.
I think maybe these horseflies are the
maybe,
only...
I don't know, but I got bitten by my... Sorry, Gav, go on.
That's all right. Well, they may be the only insect with strong enough mandibles to get through your skin.
I don't know, but I was playing golf the other day, Gav, with the two Simons.
Yeah.
And I literally... Were you there when I went... I literally went down. It's like I've been shot in the ankle. Ooh. Like kidding. Achilles.
It got you. They like get Achilles. You through clothing,
they
apparently.
Got me through the sock.
My God. And you were wearing a stout tweed sock
I wear a stout sock, and I've got to tell you, quite a sturdy trouser.
Yeah.
A tweed sock.
Tweed sock.
And scratchy.
Tweed leggings.
Oh.
Get this right. Tweed boots.
Tweed pyjamas.
Tweed thigh-high tweed boots I was wearing. Anyway, the conditions are perfect. And a thong.
Tweed
I was wearing
pants.
Tweed chaps. The conditions are perfect for horseflies. They're enjoying a population explosion this summer. I can't stand them. But my friends at the BPCA have put out a warning. That's the British Pest Control Association.
Right.
Drain the paddling pools. Deter the flies.
Right.
Yeah. Get the shotguns out.
One Manchester.
What do you do if you get bitten by one? What's your remedy?
If you pick it, they can really infect. You have to go to the doctor. Ooh. They're awful. And mine always go a bit awry.
Really?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Wow.
One Manchester woman posted on social media, "I'm destroyed with horsefly bites. One got infected last week. It was horrific." Another said, "I was bitten by an horsefly today and I swear I thought someone had shot me in the leg."
What?
Tell you what, South London, it could have been.
Yeah.
Get this. The horsefly is a sanguivorous insect. It wants to bite you.
Oh.
They've got a flying speed of around 15 miles an hour. So if you're a decent middle distance runner, you should be able to get away from that.
You'll be fine. Saying, Sebco's okay.
No.
Not anymore.
Seb
not
can
anymore.
Go about 20.
They'll 15, get him now.
15's all right. You could do about 15.
Okay,
no sweat.
Cool.
That's probably about your 100, I don't know, but probably about your 200 metre speed.
But defo,
how long?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's about maintaining
Well, no, you've got to be able to
speed.
Keep it up for 800
yeah.
metres.
Yeah.
Anyway, they can chase you at a flying speed. The NHS said horsefly bites can be very painful. They leave the bitten area red and raised. You get dizziness, weakness and wheezing. And flu-like symptoms.
Oh,
no, but get this, right? A spokeswoman added, "Horsefly bites are particularly painful." But number one are false widow spiders. This is in Britain for the real bad ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Second, mosquito. They're the second most common.
Right.
Third is horseflies.
Yeah.
Then wasps. I thought wasps would be way up there, but they're not.
Hmm.
And then hornets come in at number five.
Wow.
I was going to do a top 10 with you, but they've only got five, so I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Radio X.
Guys, Noel Gallagher is more power-hungry than Brother Liam.
Really?
Oh, really?
Makes him sound like a sort of monk. Brother Liam.
Oh, no.
Brother Liam. Brother Liam.
Gallagher.
Brother Noel. When it comes to their energy bills...
Oh.
So what you did there.
Despite writing songs such as She's Electric and Gas Panic.
Please stop
yeah,
reading.
Go on.
Oasis guitarist Noel is paying four times as much as his 48-year-old sibling. He coughs up an estimated £20,000 a year in gas and electricity at his 8 million mansion in Hampshire. Meanwhile,
how do we probably, know this?
Yeah, one, how do we know this? And two, is that just because he lives in a bigger house?
Is someone guessing?
It's in the sun.
Oh.
I tell you exactly why. I tell you, you should back off a second.
Go on.
It's because he's power hungry.
Okay.
He just says at the top, it's in the sun.
She's electric.
Anyway, the point is, I've got a chart here of the electric bills, the energy bills of...
Haven't.
I have, yeah.
You have.
We're going to play our sparks right. Here we
go. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Exciting.
So, let's start off with Noel Gallagher.
Spin a coin.
Sorry, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is heads, son. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first, please.
Okay, brilliant. So we're going to start off with Noel Gallagher, yeah? But do we think Gary Barlow, do we think his annual electricity bill... We're playing our Sparks right, okay?
Yeah, go on.
Do you think Gary Barlow's bill is bigger?
Higher or lower?
Higher or lower? Higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
No, it's lower. Knowles is 20,000. Gary Barlow's 12,004 quid.
Barlow must have solar.
20,000?
Okay,
what's
now,
Noel paying for?
Barlow's got solar, maybe.
Gav, you've got control of the board. So we know Gary Barlow, he's on 12,004 a year. What about Jerry Halliwell? We know she's married to Christian Horner. We know they've got lots of kids. Massive house in the country. Formula One, probably. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, but Christian Horner, her partner, he's high tech. He'd probably have solar. I can picture him having solar.
Underground
heating. I'm going to say lower than Barlow.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
Oh, really?
No, you're absolutely wrong. She's higher than Barlow. I don't mean like on drugs.
Yeah, sure.
Who knows what the situation is there? We can't know
She spends more than
Unless
Barlow.
We're in their inner circle and probably none of them do anything at all.
Exactly.
So here we go. Sunts. We're on Jerry Halliwell. Sunts. But does Paul McCartney, who just about runs a mull, which is like a big bit of Scotland, is his energy bill higher or lower than Jerry Halliwell's?
I think because he's very into the environment, saving the planet, it's going to be lower.
You're exactly right. He's only on 9,853.
Well done, Macca.
But, Victoria and David Beckham. Bellamy.
That would be a weird twist, wouldn't it?
No, I'm going to stick to it. But David Bellamy.
How much is he spending on his electric?
Crap will be great.
From
the biomass of power.
Right, Gav, what do you think?
No, it's me.
Sorry, what do you think?
I think they're going to be higher than McCartney.
They are higher than McCartney. I love it when we do that. Okay, JK, higher or lower than Victoria and David Beckham, who are on 11,395
quid? JK, Jamiroquai.
Yes.
With,
No, someone else whose initials are JK.
Well,
because
he's, not super relevant.
Also, Jamiroquai is the name of the band.
I know, but it's just like JK on its own.
I know, but there aren't many other big British rock stars, are there? Go on.
Lower.
No, he's higher. He's on 14,351. Wow. I'm going to take you now. I'm not including Liam because I said at the start.
Okay, cool.
So I've taken him out. So it's a top nine now.
So we're with JK.
We're with JK. Okay, are you ready?
Go on.
Do we think Robbie Williams is higher or lower than JK?
I'm going to say...
Remember, he's got that whop. He's got a couple of whopping gaffes.
Really spending too much time thinking about this.
Higher.
He is higher.
Yes.
33 grand
what?
A year.
What's he doing
okay,
down there?
But, is he higher or lower than Sir Elton John?
Lower.
Exactly right.
No guessing there.
Elton John is on 49,000.
Oh,
50 grand. 50 grand.
But he's lucky.
Yeah.
50 grand's a lucky.
That's right.
A whole year.
Turn off the big light. You don't need it.
50 grand a year. 50 grand a year.
I am shook as well.
I'm shook. 50 grand a year.
Okay, this is it. To close it out, Sunts.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's still me.
It's still you. This is to close it out, Gav.
Go on.
Is Ed Sheeran higher or lower than Elton John?
Lower.
You think it's lower?
Yes.
You're absolutely right, Gav.
Yes.
You've done it.
Well,
Ed Sheeran on 21,418. He's got less than half the bill of Elton John, who really is the chart topper here. There's no point, you know.
Wow.
What can I say, lads?
Elton is not carbon neutral
at all, is he?
Turn the thermostat up for the pool and get all the lights on. That's what I say to the others. Because that's what Elton must have. Literally, he must be like, David, leave all the lights on. Leave everything on.
Bar heaters in every room.
Just leave bar heaters. Yeah, because that's dead flash, isn't it? Yeah. Dead flash, that's
fancy.
Right. Hey, no, David, leave another bar on. Let's get it roasty toasty.
X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Hey, guys, you know when you get those really smug alpha males?
Mm.
Well, they can explain that now. Why we're like that.
Go on.
You know those real men, yeah?
Sure, yeah.
Guys.
Real guys.
Real guys, yeah?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, if you go down to P45 and you want to see us,
this is
down
your
there.
Gym, yeah, yeah.
This is the gym, yeah? I started with a lot of guys, a lot of whom originally we were between jobs.
Sure.
A lot of city guys.
A lot of city guys.
Startup guys.
With big bonuses. Startup guys.
Sure.
People who've been completely had their lives ripped apart by the dot-com explosion.
Okay.
But then put their money into gastropubs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Property guys.
Those guys.
Guys who put a lot of money into flats by the river.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Guys who are lucky with commercial prop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Just, Bitcoin, a lot of coin.
Yeah, a lot of Bitcoin, a lot of comprop guys. That's sure. commercial property, yeah?
Blockchain yeah, items.
Yeah, comprop.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of guys who got early into organics.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure. Getting into organics early. Yeah. One friend of mine got into organic ostrich meat.
Right. Yeah. I remember that guy.
Earned a bundle. Got out at the right time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Another guy down there. We call him Dear Chaz. Yeah. Uh-huh, because he literally got into venison.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said, Chaz
the
Dear.
The guy, wasn't he?
Chaz Dear. And he goes, shut up, guys. And we'll go, just rag up on his ass and in his face. Yeah. But ragging on his ass, big time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sons, big time. Yeah.
Right.
Sure. A lot of guys, funnily enough, in your world, Sons, the world of vegan women like you.
The plant-based
investment. The plant-based investment. Yeah, the rabbit guys.
It's a strong market.
Sure. It's a strong, yeah.
It's a bull market. It's a real bull out there.
The sheep dippers. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what we call you guys. That's what we call you guys. That's exactly what we call you guys.
Sure. Sure.
Bumper testosterone levels have long been viewed as a signal of male success.
Right.
Sure. Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. Sure. The hormone has been linked with men having higher incomes, a higher likelihood of a university degree, and a greater appetite for taking risks and reaping the attendant rewards.
Taking risks?
Yes, sirree, Bob. However, a new study suggests that testosterone is actually a side effect of accomplishment.
Whoa.
It's not the thing that drives you up there. It's that thing really driving that smugness that makes you want to punch guys like me in the head.
So it's a reward.
Yeah, it literally is another little good boy chalk drop from Mother Nature.
Wow.
To her best son.
So when you got like a really successful guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's telling everyone how to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
To Mother Nature gives her golden boy a little golden chalk drop.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's what it's about.
Wow, that's the testosterone tech.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Amanda Hughes, a woman doctor.
Wow.
Said there's a widespread belief that a person's testosterone can affect where they end up in life. Our results suggest that despite a lot of mythology surrounding testosterone, its social implications may have been overstated. There we go. And that's coming for a woman doctor.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Sure. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's a guy called Amanda. I'll have to check.
Sure.
Radio X.
Okay, guys, here's an irony for you.
Go on.
So Japan are still saying they're not going to have an empress. I don't know if you knew this, but...
Because it has to be a male.
Right. They've got none of that. Well, Cameron switched us to take away the laws of primogenital. It doesn't matter if you're it used to be even if you had four older sisters, older princesses,
right,
who happen
royal
to be
family.
Sisters,
yeah,
with the royal family. Thanks, Sons. You have four older sisters, and you're the younger brother.
Yep. Yeah.
You're still the king.
Yep.
Right.
They don't matter.
That
right.
Don't happen no more.
But if there's no brothers,
don't happen no more. They change that.
So does that mean you'll get the title?
Yep.
It's all
you'll
different
be
now.
The Marchioness of Malta.
Yep.
I'd love that.
Straight in there.
I'd love it if you're in with a shout of a title. I'd
definitely
love it. I'd definitely become one of your lackeys.
Thanks.
I'd be like your Paul Burrell figure.
With a stable
your
full
rock.
Of donkeys.
I'd be like your Rock.
No, don't.
Definitely. No, but Gav could be one of you. Little Sire. Be
oh,
perfect.
Man.
Be perfect little.
An equerry.
He'd be a lovely little toady
or
for
a
you,
footman.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Sundry's not minded to do that. Well, I'll put it before her, but in actual fact, one of those people that never does.
Right, of course. You know, he's in charge.
Those
PR
people are going, there is no way he's going to do that. And actually, you ask them to do it, and they're fine.
Yeah, I'm happy
there
to
is no
that.
Way you can ask a woman like the Marchioness of Templeton to do something along those lines.
It's an insult.
No, it's an absolute insult. But it goes against everything. No, I won't even put it before.
It goes against everything.
Everything.
It goes against everything. Oh, Sons, I wish you had a title.
See, you and me too.
Yeah.
You'd really suit it, being quite eccentric Aristo.
Yes.
I've never known someone who'd... God, man, that would really answer so many of our problems.
The Marchioness.
But also, I'd like to be able to say, Here's the news from the Global Newsroom with the Duchess of Templeton. Big thanks, Duchess of Templeton, there with the news of travel. She just does it as a gentlewoman broadcaster. Yes. Anyway, yeah. Listen to this, right? So, Japan has ruled out allowing women to ascend to the imperial throne.
Rubbish.
Despite popular support and a shortage of male heirs. The reason they're wrong to do this, their sexism is actually to their detriment. I mean, it always is anyway, but in this case, it's quite weird because it's sexism, an old school sort of sexist, slightly sexist values and sexist stereotypes, which mean that we are so much better off having a queen or empress than a king.
As a figurehead.
Because of sexism in a weird way. And I'll tell you why. Because when you have a queen, and if you think about who the three big royals of Britain are, you've got Elizabeth I, Elizabeth II, Victoria.
They're
your big three.
You're right.
And
people
will then mention Henry VIII. And why is he such a... What, because of divorce?
Yeah, that's really the only reason.
Literally.
And that's the only reason. So you're still coming down to women again.
For the church thing.
That's for the church thing again. And, I mean, also, people sort of focus on the fact that he divorced a couple of times. I like to focus on the fact he also murdered
and beheaded
his wife.
Them. Yeah, yeah.
But actually, you're talking about a royal serial killer.
Definitely.
You know,
pretty horrendous.
Just the most horrendous character. So more fuel to our we're better off with a queen fire. And the reason is because, and this is where the Japanese, their sexism is not even in the right direction. Not that it ever could be in the right direction, I hasten to add. Because if you've got like the queen, she sacrifices none of her femininity by being the queen in that way. And what I mean by that is in terms of old school things like running a household, that on the quiet, she's good with her boys and she looks after it. And actually,
matriarch.
Yeah, she's like a Violet Cray figure.
Sure.
You know, she's like Ronnie and Reggie's
keeping
mum.
The boys, in order.
Even though there's Ronnie and Reggie, you felt she was still in charge.
Yeah.
Very much in charge, yes.
Yeah, whereas if you've got a king... And this is why they're not particularly, in the modern world, they're sort of useless, is because they can't really, in terms of those sort of old school things that men are meant to do.
A ceremonial leader,
They just look impotent.
It's
they
a
just
bit useless,
they've got to stand by and look like they've got no power.
Right.
Whereas at least a queen can sort of influence via the household and in that sort of interior. And I know these are old sort of values, but do you know what I mean?
Women inherently do have power as the matriarch.
Absolutely.
As
right,
a mum,
yeah.
Right. And
as a
mum. They do, as the matriarch. Whereas the king starts to look like quite an impotent sort of patriarch, kind of standing around, and it's actually.
Like a caddish uncle.
Photographers. Yeah. look at the Duke of Edinburgh. Look how much after he passed away, we found out about his life and what a man.
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yet all that came out as was a few sort of gaffes he occasionally blurted out with. We heard nothing of the sort of stuff he'd done with charities or the stuff he'd done with global warming and actually the lead he'd taken with things. Anytime Charles opens his mouth, it's like an outcry. He shouldn't get involved.
Yes. Yeah.
Never happens with her Madge.
No,
because she's getting on with things quietly behind the scenes.
Yep.
Whereas if a bloke just keeps his mouth shut, like everyone thinks, oh, a useless fop. He's just playing golf every day like Andrew.
Yeah.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You'll get the 4 till 7 Fang downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. And if you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you.
Radio X.